24-year-old Ahmed Mohammed and 21-year-old Yusuf Megahed have been charged with possession of explosive devices in Berkeley County, South Carolina. Wayne DeWitt is the sheriff with Berkeley County. He says the two men were arrested Saturday night around 6 p.m. in Goose Creek, just outside of Charleston, for speeding. The students reportedly told police that the devices in their trunk were fireworks, but the officers didn't buy it.
When the subjects were originally stopped, they admitted to having, as they termed to be, fireworks in the car. There again, based on the officer's judgment at hand, and as to what he had seen, we thought it to be other than fireworks.
Would it have just been firework materials, though?
Possibly.
So you're not saying now that there was a bomb in the car?
We're not saying that there was a bomb in the car.
At his news conference this morning, Sheriff DeWitt was asked why the officers felt the two students were acting suspiciously.
One not wanting to talk, basically. The other talking. Sort of telling different stories as to where they were, where they're going, and why they're in this particular area. The mere fact of the folding of the laptop computer and disposing of it before the officer came up, that's just, clearly suspicious activity.
We support blind justice. We support people to be punished for the crimes that they commit. And if these individuals committed any type of crime, they should be treated as any other American.
Ahmed Badir is with the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, and is a programmer with WMNF. He says the only reasons that Megahed and Muhammad are being held is because they're Middle Eastern.
And honestly, most people will tell you if these were some good old boys from South Carolina traveling through the highway of that county and getting pulled over and having some fireworks, I doubt that it would make news around the world with the Associated Press and CNN and so on and so forth. So obviously, their Middle Eastern heritage is playing a huge role in this situation. And if it was somebody else that's a white Christian person, they wouldn't face the same situation.
The students were arrested near Goose Creek, South Carolina. That's the home of the Naval Weapons Station, which houses the U.S. Naval Consolidated Brig, a military prison where enemy combatants have been held. In South Carolina, Berkeley County Sheriff Wayne DeWitt was asked if he was concerned that this could be racial profiling.
No, they were stopped because they were speeding.
But Ahmed Badir with the Tampa chapter of CARE says the South Carolina officials are making a rush to judgment.
We believe that there's an overreaction that's happening here just because of their Middle Eastern and Muslim backgrounds and their names and their looks. What may be suspicious here as there is not necessarily suspicious in other places that may be more diverse.
And Badir was asked if he felt this case echoed the incident along Alligator Alley in 2002, when three Middle Eastern Muslim students were pulled over with bomb-sniffing dogs and robots searching their car after a woman at a Shoney's said she claimed she heard the men discussing a terrorist plot. But after 17 hours of investigation, the authorities were unable to turn up a single piece of evidence against those three students.
The difference here is that there was a charge that was brought forth. And it's really trying times for people of Muslim background and Middle Easterners and people of South Asian descent, where people have to think twice and three times before they go on the road or before they go to a public place about what they're wearing, what they're carrying. Well, could this be considered suspicious when they go on planes, when they go in ports, or even in the cars now? That they have to be very careful as far as what they're carrying so they don't attract negative attention.